But essentially, it's the South African report is part of a global report on the same thing, tobacco interference, which looks at the extent to which the tobacco industry interferes with government's attempts to regulate it. And it does appear that in the previous year, the industry interfered less than it did the year before that. The foreword is written by Professor Corne van Volbeek, who's director of REAP at the UCT, the Economics of Excisable Products Research Unit. Corne, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, John. Nice to be on your show again.
And I mean, it's a fairly, there is a rating which is given to the level to which the, sorry, something's going crazy with my WhatsApp screen, so I'm not able to find, I don't know what's happening, it's just going mad. The score has reduced quite a bit.
Yes. So what happens is, we are part of a treaty called the Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, and one of those very important articles of that treaty is Article 5.3, which basically says that you want to protect public policy from tobacco interference and the tobacco industry's interference. And there are then 20 criteria on which a country is then measured in terms of to what extent is there interference by the tobacco industry in, for instance, the setting of policy in corporate social responsibility, in transparency, and a whole lot of other things. And eventually, they come up with a number out of 100. The larger that number is, the more the level of interference. The lower the number is, the less the degree of interference. So that number was 72 in 2018, and it has reduced to 58 in 2019, which is effectively saying there has been less interference in 2019 than what there has been in 2018.
I guess zero would be an idealistic score to get, but what is regarded as a kind of global best practice score?
Now, of course, anything more than zero would be regarded as there's room for improvement. So the fact that South Africa has gone down by 14 points is a step in the right direction. Sadly, I don't have the numbers of other countries with me, but in terms of getting a score of 58, that is quite a significant improvement. And the rating is relatively harsh. What I mean by that is if there is sort of even relatively modest interference and evidence of modest interference, that scores quite highly on the ranking. So we are not doing too bad.
But there is room for improvement. So where are the areas where the industry still interferes with attempts to regulate, and what are the improvements that could be seen?
Yeah, so where the industry has been quite involved in interference is specifically in its desire to influence policy development, and especially also with the legislation that is currently on the table, has been on the table for a number of years already, which we can talk about at some point in time. And also we see that the industry has been quite actively involved in trying to push the blame of illicit trade onto other companies within the tobacco industry as opposed to taking the blame for it themselves. So we know, for instance, the Take Back the Tax campaign that we had last year, or in 2018 and in 2019, was a very, very explicit attempt by British American Tobacco specifically to try and discredit other companies that are presumably illegally trading in the tobacco space, trying to deflect attention from them and their misdemeanors in this particular area.
And how do you think the coronavirus epidemic and the ban on sales is going to affect the score when it's released, when it's calculated for the whole of 2020?
Yes. So I think South Africa is in an absolutely unique experience in terms of the sales ban and the coronavirus. We were one of three countries that have implemented a sales ban. Of course, the sales ban has greatly shaken up everything in the tobacco industry. There have been significant winners, specifically the local producers, and there have been quite significant losers as well. The court cases, I wouldn't know because I'm not the author of this report. I wrote the foreword.
Yeah.
The court cases presumably would be regarded as some form of trying to influence policy. The court cases so far have not been successful, although we don't know what's happening with the BAT court case at this moment in time. And that might well be successful, and it could have a significant impact on government policy if the president does not lift the ban before that.
Professor Corne van Walbeck, thank you very much indeed from UCT.